So I guess HR is not here to lead this discussion?
Last year, you led the discussion since you guys are his boss.
Okay, now I'll lead the discussion. So, can't pull it up. You have in your packet a summation of the five of us and our awarding of the ratings. I'm not exactly sure how that went, because I had some 2.5s and some, I don't see that in the average, so I don't know if she rounded it up or what she did, because she's not here to ask.
We took all five scores, added them up, and then we averaged them. So by category, so when you're taking an average, if somebody has a higher score, somebody has a lower score, then you divide all those by five. That's how those scores came up on that sheet.
Okay. All right, so you've seen the... the summation on the evaluation. Comments by the board?
And everybody's comments, when you wrote in comments on those notes, were also included. So all comments are written in those sections were included in that as well.
Okay. I open it up for the floor for comments. If I can get it up on my...
Mine's not coming up.
Laptop.
We do have it pulled up on the screen if you want us to go into any section of it.
All right, so just kind of run through, and you can see the different topics: assistant city commission with policymaking, city manager through that, internal administration, implementation of policies, financial management, personnel management, and external relations, personal accomplishments. Sorry. And job effectiveness. And so, the county for transfer of the volunteer fire department facility to the county, resulting in budget savings as well as increased level of service, very effective at securing some of the much needed grants for infrastructure improvement, made a huge improvement in personal performance of duty over the last 6 months, two hurricanes in 2017, great response from staff. Mr. Davis' handle of Hurricane Irma was effective. Which of the manager's qualities were most instrumental in fulfilling the role of city manager? Good problem-solving skills and much more willing to implement city commission goals than previously demonstrated. Ability to coordinate communication and efforts to prepare and recover from Hurricane Irma. What does city manager do that you would like him to continue? Create a problem solver, continue to work to improve. He has good working relationship with other local and state government agencies. Anything the manager does, you would like him to do differently. Do a better job at promoting the city of Bunnell. In particular, the city manager needs to spend more time seeking growth in the business and residential construction. Be more active in attending total local events, including weekend events when the Chamber of Commerce holds an event in Bunnell. Regarding economic development to our city, city manager should be there. More direct communication with the board considering the affairs of the city. What areas should the manager focus his attention the coming year? Economic development in the city. Find ways to reduce property taxes without decreasing services. Be more active in attending local events. Do a better job engaging local media to promote our good news stories. Do a better job with press releases, master's degree, or graduate certificate in profession. It would behoove Mr. Davis to focus on equal communication with the five board members. Do you have any other general comments to share with the city manager? This year's evaluation would have been better if only considering the last 6 months. While Mr. Davis' probationary period has concluded, it should be noted that it is of utmost importance that he conducts himself in a professional manner and exhibits self-control in all situations. overall performance rating narrative. Overall has the ability to succeed in the job. Increased economic growth in the city is essential to job success. Be sure to inform the commission of important events, especially bad news, good news, interactions with outside agencies and press. Additional comments. Mayor Robinson, strengths, organizational skills, open door policy, accessible to staff and commission, quick response to requests from the commission, informative, well done, monthly newsletter, which has improved the knowledge of what all departments are accomplishing, positive presence when representing the city and the community, faithful to make weekly calls as requested by the mayor. Weakness, major issues that occur during the are not reported or discussed during the week, are not reported or discussed with the mayor, ineffective problem solving, some issues within city departments, allowing small issues to become large issues that are difficult to solve, poor staff morale, faction between departments that have not been resolved, short with certain staff, takes conflict as a personal affront and reacts with hostility or irritation, inadequate internal customer service. Some of the ratings of 2 might have been a 3, but the communication in those areas was not strong enough to feel comfortable in marking a higher rating. The biggest work to be done is internally with staff, personnel issues, morale building, the ability to negotiate and disagree without becoming irritated or short with staff, improved communication, growth opportunities, training department directors on internal customer service to be passed on to staff, reestablish mutual respect and good working relationships between departments, increase communication regarding issues that would benefit from guidance and direction, deal with all staff professionally and without anger and hostility, more timely resolution of issues that involve multiple departments, be more sensitive to financial concerns of the commission, including more time and input from the commission in the budget process, resolve the purchase order issue, hire a community development director or planner by next fiscal year. Commissioner Tucker's additional comments. Mr. Davis is very detailed and helpful to the City Commission about providing adequate information to assist the Commission in making sound decisions. He appears to provide information to all the Commission on an equal basis. Mr. Davis has adequate knowledge of city operations and a good sense of anticipating the needs of the city. I believe Mr. Davis would benefit from additional training regarding government finance. Mr. Davis carries out the directives of the City Commission and provides adequate feedback to staff to assist in timely service to residents and business. Mr. Davis can improve his approach to budget preparation and presentation. His overall knowledge regarding the financial matters needs to improve. It is important that he familiarize himself with the purchasing policy and fully understand the capital projects and goals of the city. I feel Mr. Davis made a good faith effort to improve his relationships with staff since the 6-month probation, and it is my hope he understands the conclusion of probation does not lessen his commitment to treat all members of the staff in a respectful and equitable manner. He also needs to ensure all members of the staff responds to the citizens and business owners with equal respect. Mr. Davis appears to be effectively deal with other agencies in a cooperation with local governments. Mr. Davis has good communication skills and appears to be thoughtful and considerate of members of the commission, but in some of the emails he has sent has not met with my approval. He would do well to show less emotion in his written communication. Mr. Davis demonstrates vision regarding improving the economic development of the city. My overall performance evaluation of Mr. Davis is one of approval. I would like him to continue to familiarize himself with the city's financial picture, including improvement of the audit. I encourage the continuation of fair and equitable treatment of all staff. Discussion? So the rankings pretty much are threes when you go all the way down, which is an average of the five, according to Kristen, is an average of the five markings.
Madam Mayor.
Commissioner Soule.
6 months ago, we came very close to firing Mr. Davis. And were it not for some airline issues, he probably would have lost his job 6 months ago. And during that 6 months, I've seen some improvements in Mr. Davis's performance, and certainly an effort to be more cooperative with the commission. Looking at this evaluation, I think it's pretty underwhelming. It's not a really impressive evaluation for a city manager. It's very average. I think that we can do a whole lot better than average. And I have to say, I'm furious over the last couple of weeks of what happened with the fire department, or what almost happened with the fire department. And I would move that we get ourselves a new city manager.
Madam Mayor, I second that motion.
I have a motion on the floor to terminate the city manager by Commissioner Soul and a second by Vice Mayor Rogers.
Madam Mayor.
Vice Mayor Rogers.
I listened to Commissioner Tucker, but, you know, the only time the communication picked up with me was right before an evaluation. You know, there's several things that's been going on that the board should have known about. I got a phone call tonight from Mike, who owns ELS, telling me that there's an illegal dump going on, legal landfill, right off of County Road 13, between there and State Road 100. His estimate is they got 20,000 to 50,000 yards of illegal material with construction debris and yard waste. And he has assured me that the city manager knows about it. I think that when that stuff happens in this city, we should be informed. The guy has no site plan, no permits from Florida or the state or FDEP. He's really concerned that it's going to mess up our groundwater. And he's not opposed to the competition. He's just opposed to illegal competition. He doesn't care if the guy opens up legally, but he said he had to open up legally, and that the city staff knows that this guy's here. He went on to say that he's witnessed the trucks going in, witnessed it coming out. He believes the flooding on Dean Road is part of the guy building an illegal road all the way out to 100 and blocking the drainage. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but this is the phone call I got. And just stuff like this that should be bought before the board is not being bought before the board. You know, so Commissioner Soul is right. I believe 6 months ago, you know, he would have been gone. I think that I offered him a fair, good faith going back to city clerk. I think that he excelled there as a city manager. He's absolutely terrible. That's all I have to say.
Madam Mayor.
Commissioner Tucker.
Where is this illegal dump on County Road 13?
Do you know where the gun range is?
Yeah. Where the gun range is going to be?
Going to be. Right next door to that, all the way down towards 100.
Towards 100. So he's going from 13 to 100.
Yes, sir.
Well, I haven't seen that. I mean, I've even taken a trip out to Espanola 2 weeks ago. I haven't noticed anything.
I haven't noticed it either, but I've talked to several people today who have.
But how does Mr. Davis know that is going on over there? I mean,
well, when I came here tonight, I asked in front of the attorney, Ms. Davis, Kristen, if she knew about it. She said she knew about it. So, you know, I'll take it if Kristen knows about it, her boss knows about it.
Mm. Is it the city limits of Bunnell?
In the city limits.
Well, if it's, you know, I didn't know about it. I don't know. It's probably not public knowledge.
I didn't know about it either until I received the phone call tonight, then I received another phone call, you know, in reference to it.
Hmm. Be curious to see where it is.
Any other discussion by the board?
Well, I'm not.
Commissioner Tucker.
Oh, sorry. I'm not unhappy with the city manager's performance. I mean, I know what we've got. with Dan Davis. You don't know what you're going to get with the next city manager. Dan doesn't act like a king, I don't think. I mean, he has been improving in personnel issues, I do believe. He does need to perhaps be a little more attentive to the financial process, you know, but I mean, Stella's a good person to do that, but, you know, I don't know how much time there is that Dan has to get instruction or help from Dan, Stella. You know, I don't know if that's even a possibility. They're all busy, but I'm not at all dissatisfied with the improvement I think he's made. So that's my two cents.
Madam Mayor.
Commissioner Soule.
There was a question on the evaluation that was put on there that I didn't feel belonged on there, so I asked that it be removed. And it was a statement and a question. It's, to summarize it, I don't have it memorized in my head, but it was basically the commissioners may not be aware of everything that the city manager is doing or has achieved, and that it's a good idea to speak to department heads and get their opinion of the city manager's performance. I asked them to take that off because I've never seen a government or a public agency that ever asked or encouraged someone writing an evaluation to ask subordinates the opinion of someone that you're writing an evaluation on. So they took that off, okay? But I did. I went ahead and I asked, because I asked 6 months ago, I asked a couple people, and I went ahead and asked this time. And I know of at least three department heads that do not feel that Mr. Davis should remain as our city manager. And apparently there's a lot of unequal treatment among department heads, how they're treated compared from one to the other. And a lot of discourteous emails that go along with that. And I think that our city employees, our department heads, I think that they deserve a manager that's going to steer the city in the right direction and is going to bring the economic growth to this city and promote our city and show up to events like the Chamber of Commerce putting on a economic development meeting in the city of Bunnell for the city of Bunnell. I think that all those things are important. I think that I just think that we can do better. And I think now is the time to do it. It's annually about time. I think now is the time that we need to get a new city manager.
Any other discussion by the board? I'm going to close our discussion.
You cold?
Well, yeah.
Going to open for public discussion. Seeing no one come forward, I'm closing public discussion. My biggest issue has been the communication, and I think the communication and the internal unrest that's gone on in the city has been a concern. The board put on a barbecue, and part of the reason why I did that was, and with the support of the board, was the distress, unrest. There's dissension between departments. They don't work together. There's not that team approach internally, and sooner or later, that is going to start impacting what we do externally. It hasn't yet, but it's going to. There's just things that go on that I would like to be party to before somebody else tells me about it, and I haven't. It's improved. The communication has improved with Mr. Davis. We have a weekly phone call, and that's been an improvement. And I do think the newsletter that he puts out monthly has been an improvement to help to see what's going on in the city. But the undercurrent and the struggles that go on, you can't help if you don't know. And I'm very concerned about the internal communications with departments and the working toward the same goals and internal customer service. So, you know, that's been my biggest thing for the get-go. Any other comments? So call for a vote. All those in favor of terminating city manager signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
We have 3 ayes, 1 nay. This is not a joyful thing for me. I feel very sad that this has not been able to work to the expectation that I hoped it would. I wanted to be successful in this endeavor because we hired from internal, and the internal person would be the one that would know the best about how the city works. But management is a big deal, and that's all I'll say. So, with this decision that's been made, we need to figure out where we're going to go from here.
Madam Mayor.
Vice Mayor Rogers.
I'll move that we put Chief Foster in charge of the city, just like the charter says, and we put a RFP out for a city manager immediately, and that you know, we can narrow it down, and each one of us can interview one or two that we choose, okay? And I think there's some qualification guidelines that we had the last time with the degrees and stuff that we need to have in there. And I also think that we should put a freeze on hiring any new employees until we get a new city manager in there and settle this thing down.
It's a big motion.
All in one motion.
Did you get that, Kristen? The motion.
Chief Foster to be acting city manager, city staff to get an RFP together using qualifications from the last round of interviews, and a freeze on all hiring.
And that motion's made by Vice Mayor Rogers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion by the board? Hearing none, I close our discussion, open for public discussion.
Madam Mayor, gentlemen of the board, I would please ask that you refrain from the hiring freeze. Currently, we are down to one water plant operator. He is working 7 days a week. Doing this hiring freeze puts a handicap on my department. So please refrain from making that motion.
Thank you, Mike. Would you like to amend your motion?
Yes, I would like to amend my motion to include the
utilities
department. If he needs some help, and it's that critical, I amend my motion.
Do I have a second to the amendment?
I'll second, but I think what we need to do is, if Chief Foster has a critical hire, he just needs to ask for it.
So you did amend your second?
Yes.
Okay. So that any other hires would go through a critical need, but we would hire for the utility department as it stands for your needs, correct? Is that the?
Yes, that is correct. Amended with Chief Foster on a critical need would come before us.
Clarification, so the hiring freeze to exclude utilities departments, employees, but any other ones need to come before the board for approval?
Correct. That's my motion. Through the chief and the board.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to close our discussion, reopen to public discussion since there was amendment to the motion. Hearing none, seeing no one come forward, I close public discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Did you vote?
I think so.
Oh. All right.